Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you glad you belong to Jesus? Are you glad you belong to Jesus? Are you glad you belong to Jesus? Yes. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you, top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning. And welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm your host and I am your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. The Lord God, he is good. Amen, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. So glad to have you here with us this morning, starting your morning off with Jesus. Maybe it's afternoon where you are. Maybe it's evening, midnight. It doesn't make a difference. Amen. He occupies all time and space. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. So you are in the right place at the right time. We greet you, amen, in love, amen, and we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. The Lord God, he is good, and that is not just a cliche. Amen. Jesus is the way. Amen. He tells us in the scripture, amen, St. John chapter number 14, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen and amen. This month, amen, glory be to God, we are focusing on the law of obedience. The law of obedience. There is a law. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That the Lord has placed. Amen. In the universe. Amen. And to make it real simple. We'll make it real simple. Amen. If you obey me, you will be blessed. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. If you obey me, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Redeemer. Amen. We, amen, started out looking, amen, at the life of King Saul. King Saul. King Saul had a lot going on for him. King Saul, amen, he was chosen by God. King Saul, he was very, very handsome. very, very gifted. He had a lot going on for him. He started out okay. He started out on the good foot, and he was started out in a lifestyle of obedience. You know, whatever the Lord told him to do, he was in agreement with it, okay? And so everything started out fine. But in his life, which is sometimes just the way it is, even in our own lives, we don't keep up what we start. You know, we see it all the time in the divorce courts. You know, I mean, when that relationship started out, oh my God, it was sickening. They were drooling over one another, so much in love. Oh my God. Kissy, 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 kissy. Feely, 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 feely. Didn't want to go to sleep at night. Didn't want to leave him. Didn't want, every place you saw him, you saw her. Every place you saw her, you see, I mean, lovey-dovey, dovey-dovey-dovey. Making babies all day and all night. And even if they wasn't making no babies, they were still in the motion. I'm talking about just in love. Huh? Some of you might have been there yourself. But then what happened? How can you be so in love and then a couple months, couple years from now, not in love anymore? Like, really? Like, what happened here? Matter of fact, when you were in love, you didn't think it was possible for you not to be in love. You were so in love. See, and then we start to fade off. Now you love him, but you ain't in love with him. So you say, now you're in love with somebody else. See? And so this is what happened with Saul. Amen. He began to lose his first love. Ah, the book of Revelations, amen, talks about that. Amen. And the Lord said, I got something against you. The Lord said, I got an ought against you. Ah, boy, come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. Let's turn to it for a minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. You can find it. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelations, chapter number 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse number, hallelujah, 3. Let's start at verse 3. Okay, speaking to the church of Ephesus. Glory be, without growing weary, you have persevered and endured many things for the sake of my name. Verse number 4 says, but I have something against you. You have abandoned your first love. Ah, the love grown cold. Love grows cold. Sometimes, beloved, amen, when that love grows cold, amen, I had a man tell me once, amen, matter of fact, I worked for him for a few years, amen, and he told me that once a love relationship grow cold, it ain't no way that it can get started again. And once it get cold, it's over. They just go on to the next relationship. And then some of us treat God the same way, and the Lord has a problem with that. Well, this was Saul's story. Saul started out okay. The boy was hot. The boy was obedient. The boy was, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What you want? What you want me to do? What you want me to do? What you want me to do? Yes, sir. Huh? Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, what happened in Saul's life, amen, as I would hear my grandma, my mother and my grandmother say, glory be to God, hallelujah, don't get too big for your britches. don't let this thing go to your head. Don't let it go to your head. Sometimes we get a good thing and we let it go to our head. And this is what I tell people, especially when it comes to relationships. The same thing you did to get that man or get that woman is the same thing you got to do to keep them. So I would advise those of you out there who's single, amen, just wait on God. Don't start running after no man, chasing no man down. Because guess what? If you start out that way, you got to end up that way. And but you best believe you will get tired somewhere in the middle. So if you ain't do nothing to get him, you ain't got to do nothing to keep him. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so Saul's love, amen, for the Lord got cold. Because whenever you don't obey God, you don't love God. Because he tells us in the book of St. John, chapter number 14, if you love me, you will obey me. You cannot live a lifestyle of disobedience and say you love God. Now, you a liar. Now, we just got to tell it to you straight. You a liar. Because your lifestyle is contradictory. See? Oh, well, I love you, but I ain't gonna do nothing you say. I'm gonna do this my own way. Glory be to God. Saul was chosen by God. God chose him. God chose you too. By the way, hallelujah. There's several scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Look them up today, and you'll find out that you, whatever your name is, you listening to me today? God chose you. No. Yeah, well, they came to the adoption home, and I was lucky because they chose me. No, they didn't choose you. God chose you. God chose you, baby. You was not a mistake. Before the foundation of the world, when in the beginning, when God spoke and said, light be, earth be, when he was creating the stars, the moons, and putting everything in motion, even while God, before God did all that, God knew you. It says, before the foundations of the world, you was chosen in God, by God. So, beloved, you living in this generation is not a mistake. This is the generation that God has called you to be effective in. See? Glory be to God. You could have been born in another century. You could have been born around there with the roaring 20s. You could have been born in the caveman days. You could have been born when it was real slavery. It's still slavery, but it was real slavery. So Paul was chosen by God, beloved, but Saul was not capable on his own. That's where he messed up. Well, Lord, thank you. I thank you for the job, but you know what I mean? I'll figure it out. Thank you for the business. I'll figure it out. Oh, Lord, I thank you for my spouse. Okay, all right. So, and then we try to figure out how to make it work. You know what I mean? Whatever we do, going to be okay. God going to bless whatever we do because we got this. You know what I mean? I'm the person in charge. No. This is where Saul's failure came in. Saul has strengths and weaknesses like we all have strengths and weaknesses. But, beloved, I want you to know that God does not disregard your weaknesses. God wants to use your weaknesses like he wants to use your strengths. See, your strengths, beloved, make you useful. Your weaknesses make you usable. Oh, let me tell you, God can do this thing if you want to work with him. And so we see here, amen, because God gave Saul instructions. He said, all right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go in. I want you to handle this. I want you to, you know, wipe them out, take the enemy out. Glory be to God. God will be a friend to your friend and an enemy to your enemy. Amen. And so Saul did not obey God to the T. God said, get rid of everything. Get rid of everybody. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. He kept some of it. And so, you know, Samuel came, amen, and said, well, okay, well, what's up, brother? What's all? Yeah, we handled it. So, oh, yeah, Samuel, we took him down. We took him out. Yeah, we just got a few things over here. We just kept the best of the bestest. You know, I mean, we kept the prime land, you know what I mean? Yeah, we kept the best of the territory, the fattest of the round. Say, what? You got to be kidding. Well, you know, the people thought it was a good idea. Let me tell you something about leadership, baby. Let me tell you something about leadership. That's another subject at another time. Glory be to God. And so, amen, when Samuel found out, he said, okay. He said, I hear the bleating of the sheep. He said, yeah, we only got a few. We only got the best. And this was when the kingdom was taken away, rent from Saul. But let me tell you this. Hear me well. Partial obedience is disobedience. Let me say this one more time. Partial obedience. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. The Lord gives you instructions, say, okay, I want you to go over there and do this and do that. And you, yeah, well, I did it all, but I did all this except. Lord, I couldn't give you 10%. I didn't give you 10% this week, but I gave you 2%. But, you know, I just had to have them shoes. Beloved, obedience. Now, when God told Saul that obedience is better than sacrifice, God was not dismissing sacrifice. The sacrifice is a good thing. Obedience always involves sacrifice. You cannot be obedient without sacrifice, because you're going to sacrifice something to be obedient to God. When you walk in obedience with God, you sacrificing something. Because that's the only way you're going to walk in obedience, because we walk by faith and not by sight. But sacrifice is not always obedience. That's where we get messed up. Just because you made a sacrifice to the Lord does not mean that you are in obedience. Because Saul made a sacrifice, but he was still in disobedience. Because God said, I want it all. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on. I hear Romans 12 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Well, you know, I say, just on Saturdays, just on the weekends, you know, that's just my time. That's my me time. Oh, so you going to close the door on the Holy Ghost until Monday morning? Like, really? Stop playing. Glory be to God. Beloved, you can't play God. You can't play God. I was talking to a young lady not that long ago, glory be to God, and she felt like she had been played. She felt like, you know, she kept crying. She said, he played me. And after we really talked and had a conversation and was really get to the nitty and gritty, and she was convinced, amen, no, he didn't play you, baby. You played yourself. Whenever you try to play God, you best believe, honey, you ain't playing God, because God can't be played. You playing yourself. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, amen, hallelujah, is eternal life. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, what we find here in Saul's disobedience, amen, is Saul was in rebellion. Because God was telling him to do something, and he did something else. Whenever you do the opposite of what God's telling you, you might dismiss it like it ain't no big thing. Oh, that's how the devil tricks us all the time. Oh, God ain't going to mind. God know you're human. God know you got bills. God know. Come on now. Because, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, Jesus died for all that. You know what I mean? And all this exaggeration. And the truth of the matter is, you need to tell the truth and shame the devil. You in rebellion. Saul was in rebellion. Not only what made it so bad, not only was he in rebellion, he had the nerve to be in arrogance. Spiritual arrogance. Pride cometh before fall. These are serious, beloved. because they involve far more than being independent and strong-willed. And some of us are very strong-willed. Some of us are very independent. God gave you those characters for his kingdom. Because let me tell you something, you're going to need that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For working, he said, the violent take it by force. You got to be strong-willed. Go, you need to tell the devil no. When the devil come back, say, look, devil, what did I tell you yesterday? Didn't I? What part of no do you not understand, the N or the O? See, so you have your strong will, amen, for God's kingdom, amen. But here, Saul was using it, amen, against him. This is serious. Do you want to know why it's so serious, beloved? Because the scripture equates it to witchcraft. Rebellion is as witchcraft. And you want to talk about the witches and the warlocks and this what this person does? You don't know, amen. You acting like a witch yourself. And that's how God sees you. Witchcraft in the pew. Witchcraft in the church. Ain't that a cotton-picking shame? Not at the on Satan's altar. You talking about in the pews? And back in the Old Testament, beloved, it was a sin that was worthy of death. Saul became rebellious. Saul became arrogant. And this is why, beloved, it is no wonder that God finally rejected him. And when God rejected him, he took away his kingdom. Beloved, rebellion against God is perhaps the most serious sin out of all the sins. What's the worst sin? What's the worst sin? Okay, at the top of the list, when we go down sin, all unrighteousness is sin. At the top of the list, beloved, is rebellion. You want to know why? Because as long as a person rebels, he or she closes the door to forgiveness, restoration with God. You can't be forgiven because you're in rebellion. You too arrogant to even ask for it. So how you going to get it? That's why it's a very serious, very serious sin. Glory be to God. Beloved, the Bible tells us that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You can't just go walking in your own way, think God got you, and you walking in the opposite direction. Okay. All right. Okay. Isaiah chapter number 5. Isaiah chapter number 5, verse number 20. This you want to definitely write. You definitely want to meditate on this one today. Reads like this. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The Bible says, woe to you. Now, when the Lord says woe, you better pay attention. You can't just live in any kind of way and do whatever you want to do and violate God's laws and think God gonna bless you. Because you some spoiled brat and God is your, and you God's favorite child. And we've been getting away with it so long, we think we have God's approval on it. You can't keep doing wrong.
You can't keep living a life of disobedience. You know, you don't need no special revelation. You know the acts and the choices that you are making right now are in direct contradiction to the law of God, to the will of God.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to do this my way. I'm just going to try this. Yeah, and I know what the Bible said, but you know what? I'm just going to do it, and you know, and then I'll God will stop me. Yeah, well, he might stop you at the graveyard. God going to stop me. God stopped Saul too, and what? And it took the kingdom from him. But, beloved, the choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. The wages of sin is death. There is a reaction for every action. Everything you do is going to bring about a response. And you know the sad part about it? That mess, this is why we have generational curses that sometimes is very tedious to break. It's called collateral damage. That when you do something outside of the will of God, not only does that affect you, when those consequences come back, it affects your whole family. Your children suffering. Grandchildren suffering. Huh? Generational curses. Beloved, we got to go into prayer and break the generational curses that our foreparents, amen, have put us in the midst of. Some of us are still suffering for some of the stuff our granddaddy did. But we have the power to break that. Beloved, it's time for us right now to establish generational blessings and not generational curses. I look at, I have a couple of people on TV that I watch. I really like the fathers of old. I like the Kenneth Copelands and them. They are real solid people. I have some of my favorite people I watch when I watch on the Christian television. And I take the Copeland family, for example. That's generational blessings. They blessed, ain't got no bills. Their children blessed, ain't got no bills. Everybody healthy, everybody wealthy. The grandchildren blessed. Huh? And then now compare them over here to this family over here. They love the Lord just like the Copelands love the Lord. Everybody broke, everybody sick, everybody struggling. Something wrong. Something wrong. Baby, it's time to turn this thing around. And it begins with you. You have to make up your mind if God said it, I'm going to do it if it hurt. And God, give me the right attitude to do it while I'm doing it. I don't want to do it murmuring and complaining. I don't want to do it talking about woe is me and look at me and want to get recognition and all this. No, I perform for an audience of one. God, if you say all, I say all too. If you say no, I say no. Can't nobody say yes when God say no. Can't nobody say no when God say yes. I'm in it to win it. That's where Saul fell. For acting on his own. There's a way that seemeth right. Don't mess with me because I feel good about this. I feel good. Okay. I just feel like you feel like you're doing the right thing. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. All right, what did the word say? Well, you know, the word ain't real clear on that. Okay. So what did the Holy Spirit to say it? Well, I feel like God might be, you know, taking me another way, but I'm just going to test. I asked God for a sign. Baby, God already gave you all the signs he going to give you when he gave you his word. We got to stop. God ain't going to be throwing out no fleece to you. Glory be to God like he did Gideon, beloved. Amen. That was a special occasion. And you sitting here talking about, I'm going to keep moving in the wrong direction till God give me a sign. You done crossed the red light 5 minutes ago. The train is coming. You on the train track. Talking about you waiting for a sign. Come on, y'all. Come on. Stop playing games. It seems right. This thing seem right. You ready to cuss your mother out. You said, I tell my mom. I don't care what nobody say. I told my pastor. I just feel like I'm doing. You feel like you're doing the right thing. You ready to fight somebody over it. You ready to argue for it. You don't even care no more. Because, look, this is my life. I'm going to live it. I feel like I'm doing the right thing. But what did the word say? There's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. What is he talking about? He's talking about spiritual death. The way that appears to be right, beloved, may offer you many options and may require few sacrifices. I call them easy choices. Beloved, but they should make you take a second look. Turn around and tell your neighbor, take a second look. Turn around and tell your neighbor, look again. Well, I'm here by myself this morning, Pastor Good. Tell yourself. The prodigal son was in the pig's pen. Glory be to God. And the Bible says he had a conversation with himself. He said, what the heck I'm doing here? Tell yourself, look again. Glory be to God. Does this solution look attractive to you, beloved? Because it allows you more time to do what you want? Yeah, well, I'm going to go this way over here. Well, because, see, if you go that way, you got more time to do what you want. What about what God wants? Well, God wants me to be happy. Yeah, God wants you to be obedient. The joy of the Lord is your strength. See, a lot of times we camouflage all this, and then we want to pull the Holy Ghost in on that lie. Well, you know, the Spirit is leading me, and I feel God is telling me, and see, to back you up off of it. Well, I just did it because, you know, the God told me. God ain't told you a cotton-picking thing. The book of Romans chapter number 14 says there are many voices out there in the world. You might have heard a voice, but it wasn't God's voice, because God said, my sheep know my voice. And God's voice will never contradict his word. He don't roll like that. He is not in disagreement with himself. He is not schizophrenic. Glory be to God. Maybe we choose and make the decisions that we make, because if I go this way, I won't have to change my lifestyle. Ooh, we got to pick up on that one. See, God calls us to live holy. God calls us to walk in love. God calls us to walk in faith. God calls us to walk in obedience. But since you know where everybody else doing this, and they are Christian and they doing this, see? And so you figure if you do go the way that seem right to you, you won't have to change your lifestyle. And after all, I'm saved. You saved. Oh, you saved. You saved. I don't know if you was on a call yesterday. Let me say this. I'm closing. So say it's 2020, Christmas Day, year 2020. You gave your life to Christ, 2020. Now here it is, year 2023. You no longer serve Christ. Different religion, Muslim, whatever, no religion, whatever. You don't serve Christ no more. You don't take all that. But you got saved in 2020. But here it is, 2023. And So then you're going to die, and somebody's going to try to put you in heaven. Yeah, because they got saved in 20 and 20. Well, what happened in 20 and 23? They turned their backs on Jesus. So wait a minute, y'all. Now, come on, be real with me. Yeah, well, you know, once saved, always saved. Okay? So how you going to heaven on something you did in 2020? But here it is, 2023, and you no longer serve God. You no longer believe in Jesus. You no longer confess him as Lord. but you're going to heaven because you got saved in 2020. Beloved, we need to wake up. God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. We ain't even trying to learn. Glory be to God. Maybe we make the decisions we make because there's no moral constraint if I do it this way. Ain't no moral constraint. I just do what I want, whatever makes me happy. Only you can make me happy. Baby, let me tell you something. I done heard some stories. Folks that did stuff and thought that they had God's approval because they was walking in the way that seemeth right. And somebody told them that no matter what they did, once they became a Christian, they was going to heaven anyhow. And then they found out, amen, that they was in error. Glory be to God. And when the consequences hit, amen, they couldn't handle it. Beloved, let me say this. Saul didn't make the right choice. The right choice often requires courage. The right choice often requires hard work. And the right choice often requires self-sacrifice. I want to encourage you this morning, please, don't be enticed by apparent shortcuts that seem good, but end up in death. Tell the Lord no deal. Tell the devil no deal. Remember, beloved, the story in the Bible, amen, about the old bald man, amen, glory be to God, and the prophet, and glory be to God, and the Lord gave him instructions. He said, I want you to go over here and deliver this message. When you get finished, I want you to come back home a certain way. He didn't come back the way the Lord told him. He thought it was okay. Well, you know, the Lord is leading me this way, but I'm going to take this shortcut. I know a shortcut. I'm going to turn around here, go around here. See, and this is what the prophet did and what the Bible said. The Bible says, amen, that he met up with a bear. And the bear ate him. He died before his time. Because he wanted a shortcut. Because he was disobedient to the Lord. Beloved, you better tell them shortcuts, the short cut out and get out of your face. Let me tell you something. The Bible says God took the children of Israel around the long way. Sometimes God will take you the long way, but let me tell you something. If God take you the long way, he's taking you the safe way. And when you get there, you're going to be happy, amen, that you did it God's way. Saul died too. Before his time. Because he was disobedient. Beloved, don't you die before yours. Ask the Lord to forgive you today. Ask the Lord to forgive you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's all you got to do. If a man will confess and forsake. Now, wait a minute. You can't just confess. You got to confess and forsake your way. Then God will have mercy. That's all you got to do, beloved. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. And ask God to help you. God, I want, help me to want what you want. Help me to look. Help me to want what you want, Father. My flesh is saying, no, I don't want to do this. You ain't, this too much. There's too much money to give. There's too much time to give. Come on. It's okay. Pastor Erica broke it down for us in Bible study last week. It's okay to feel that way. Now get over it. And do what's right. Next God to help you. If you never accepted Jesus Christ in your life as Lord and Savior, you must be born again. You must be born again. And you might be listening today to, wait a minute, I'm grown. I'm tall, I'm fat. How I'm getting back up in my mother's womb? How I'm going to be born again? Good question. Nicodemus had the same question. Nicodemus couldn't figure this thing out. He said, wait a minute, I got to get some answers. And the Bible says Nicodemus came at night and asked Jesus, what must I do to be born again? Can a man enter back up into his mother's womb? Jesus said, no. Impossible. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, you see, it's two parts. Believe and confession. Most people got the confession part. Oh, I'm saved. Yeah. You saved, I'm saved. They got that confession part tight. But they ain't got the belief part. Because if they believed, they would be doing different. If you trusted God, you wouldn't be acting the way you acting. See? So you must believe and confess. And when you do that, you are born again in God's kingdom. Your spirit is born again. Your spirit. You're triune. You are a spirit. You possess a soul and you live in a body. Your spirit is saved the moment you believe and confess. Your soul is in the process of being saved. That's a lifetime journey. Your flesh will never be saved. You can forget about that. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Flesh and blood shall not enter into God's kingdom. That's why we're going to have new bodies when we go, amen, when we go home. Get the first part right. Amen. So repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me. I am godly sorry. I come in humble submission and in faith, confessing the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I believe that he is Lord and he is Savior, that you raised him from the dead on the third day. Now I'll invite him to come and live in my heart and be my God, and show me the way that I should go. Hallelujah. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome. And we are proud of you. The angels are rejoicing. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. It's not the end. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And encourage you in your walk. Amen. And amen. We're going to pick up here. Amen. We're going to be speaking about obedience for the entire month. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is preparing us for the title month. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We have other ministers that's going to be coming, speaking to us also. Amen. On the law of obedience, beloved. Amen. By the time this is all over, we're going to be completely changed. That the things we used to do, we don't do no more. Amen. Hallelujah. We perform for an audience of one. If God say yes, we say yes. If God say no, we say no. Hallelujah. You have to train yourself, beloved. You have to train. Amen. Glory be to God. Taking off the old, putting on the new. Taking off the old, putting on the new. Romans 12, 1 and 2. It tells you how to do it. No longer conform to this world, but transform. Not the way the world is doing it. Not the way you was raised. Not the way mama told you, not the way your professor told you, your kindergarten teacher told you. No. It's what God is telling you. That's it. But that's the fight. That's the fight of faith. That's the fight. You got to take off your old thoughts and put on new thoughts. And we get that by spending time, amen, in God's word and faith that comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We want to invite you to meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God. This is a praying ministry. This is a praying ministry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll be there at 12. We'll be there at 9. Amen. Hallelujah. Call in, call in, call in. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. My house shall be called the house of prayer, not a house of bingo. A house of prayer. Come on. And you are that house. You are that house. Isn't that something? Most people, most pastors ain't going to tell you that because they figure, well, you may say, well, I ain't gonna never come to church. I don't have to go to church. Well, you don't, but you do, because we still can't forsake the fellowship. But, you know, that's an interesting discussion. But the bottom line is this. You are the church. Amen. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. My pleasure to serve in your kingdom, in the Lord's kingdom on today. Want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Amen. Want to pray that you have a good day, a blessed day. Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve today. We thank you for these men and we thank you for these women. We thank you. Thank you for the testimony I got from my sister Kathy. Woo, my God, what a testimony. What a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, testimonies on testimonies. The ministry partners are coming through with testimony and breakthroughs. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said amen after they did the test. There wasn't no hole in the belly. It wasn't no hole in no belly. Come on now. It might have been a hole. God sewed it up. How do we know God didn't sew it up? Hey, my God, don't mess with me now. Don't tell me God can't sew up holes in bellies. Hey, don't tell me God can't give you a new body part. Don't tell me God can't give you a new heart and a new kidney and a new liver. Don't you tell me what God can't do. Anytime, amen, he was touching blind eyes and giving people new eyes. Come on now. Hallelujah. New legs. Don't tell me what God can't do. God can do anything. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. God, we want to say thank you because you are a miracle-working God. And we thank you that you're moving in our favor. Now help us to move with you. Not in the wrong lane, not in the wrong direction, not in the way that seemeth right. But Father God, help us to just tell you yes. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Lifting up the name of Jesus. And he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. God bless you. You have.
yielded him your body and your